and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call of Arihant Superstructures Limited. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valoram Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valoram Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Arihant Superstructures Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Parth Chhajar, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Dheeraj Jopat, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Parth to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking time to join Arihant Superstructures Limited conference call to discuss Q3 FY24 results and business updates. We've seen that the Indian real estate sector continues its momentum across major metro cities in India, and we are excited to be part of this journey and have a leading position in Navi Mumbai MMR region. I guess most of you would have gone through the presentation which is filed with the stock exchanges. So I'll just brief you all about the financial numbers for this quarter. In terms of the consolidated financials, the total consolidated revenue for Q3 FY24 was 119.5 crores against 109 crores in Q3 FY23, registering a growth of 9.6%. The total consolidated EBITDA for Q3 FY24 stands at 26.3 crores as against 25.5 crores in Q2 FY24, registering a 3.1% growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The EBITDA margin for Q3 FY24 stands at 22.01% versus 23.39% in Q2 FY24, registering a change of minus 1.38%. Profit before tax for Q3 FY24 stands at 18.8 crores against 18.8 crores in Q2 FY24, so indicating no change. The profit after tax for Q3 FY24 stands at 15.6 crores against 16.1 crores in Q2 FY24, registering a change of minus 3.1%. PAT margin for Q2 FY24 stands at 13.05% against 14.77% in Q2 FY24. Net worth of the company has increased to 301.8 crores in Q3 FY24 against 276.8 crores in Q2 FY24, registering a growth of 9%. When we compare the 9-month FY24 figures to 9-month FY23 figures, the growth is as follows. The revenue has grown by 7.3%, EBITDA has grown by 13%, EBITDA margin has increased by 1.12%, PBT has also grown by 12.4%, and PAT has grown by 11.3% on a YOY basis. Now talking about the key operating highlights, the company has achieved sales booking of 483 units in the first quarter, equivalent to 4.1 lakh square feet, amounting to 251 crores in sales value. The average price per square feet has increased to 6,148 per square foot for this quarter, indicating that affordable and mid-income segments have also contributed to the sales. The average price per unit sold is close to 52 lakhs, which has drawn in Q3 FY24, which has come down from 60 lakhs in Q2 FY24. So this is because of the higher sales coming from the affordable segments as well. Total collection for Q3 FY24 stands at 131 crores. Now coming to the business development front. On the business development in this quarter, we acquired a new project, Orient Anaika 7, which is adjoining to the existing township of Orient Anaika, wherein we have already delivered close to 1,500 odd apartments. So this project also will be comprising on 10,000 square meter of land area, wherein we would be developing 549 units spread across 3.73 lakh square feet, which will have a gross development potential of 185 crores. So we also signed a term sheet for 118 acres of land at Chowk near the Chowk railway station, where we'll be planning to develop lots and villas. Apart from this, we've also received additional land for development in Orient Aspire project, which will add an additional saleable area of 5 lakh square feet, increasing the revenue potential by 350 crores. And we'll also like to update everyone on the positive development on Orient Akarshan. So which it is now being renamed as Orient Adarsh. We have received the commencement certificate from Panvel Municipal Corporation. The sales and construction would begin from March, April onwards. This project would be comprising of now 778 apartments spread across 5.4 lakh square feet of saleable area, having revenue potential of 270 crores. So this was all about the business development front. Just to brief you all about the company and market scenario. At company level, we've seen demand for residential homes increase in the quarter across affordable, mid-income and premium housing, despite inflation and price hikes to the tune of 3 to 5% across all the projects in the Navi Mumbai area in this quarter. The Navi Mumbai Metro has finally been inaugurated and has began operations in this quarter, which has seen a tremendous boost in demand for homes, especially in Khargar and Taloja micro markets, wherein Orient has a leading position. FY24 will also mark the inauguration of the Navi Mumbai International Airport along with the surrounding infrastructure. We've also witnessed that in Q4, January, the Atal Setu has been inaugurated by the Honorable Prime Minister, which has also led to a great increase in demand for homes in projects, especially in the Panvel and the Airport Authority region. So that has just started off with the spike, and I think it will continue to grow as the time passes by. We also focused a lot on the sustenance and activations in projects across all categories in this Q3 quarter. We started the launch of the fifth tower of Orient Aspire in December, and it is continuing in this quarter as well, and we've seen a tremendous response from it. We are also geared up for more new launches in the coming quarters across segments, which is highlighted in our presentation on page 13 with the estimated forthcoming launch pipeline being showcased across all the segments. Commencement certificates are awaited for Orient World Villas at Chowk, Orient Avanti at Shilpata, and Orient Anaika 7, which will boost the sales figures from FY25 onwards. We are expecting the commencement certificates to come for all these three projects by Q4 FY24. Already the portfolio is well diversified, and I think we are in a good, strong position to cater to all the major demands that would be there in the housing space. Being present in across 11 different micro markets will give us a good micro market share across various geographies also, which is one of the largest geographical spread by any developer in MMR region. And a good offering coming from 20 lakhs to 3 crore rupees of an apartment. So the business model that the company has is quite unique, sustainable and scalable. With this, now I open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jojo Shaju from Alpha Investco Research Service. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for this opportunity. Sir, I need the breakup for the pre-sales number. So out of this 252 crores which we have done in Q3, how much is coming from this Aspire, Alishan, Advaita and Anega project?
I'll have to share that separately with you. Don't have it with us right now. But just to give you a rough ballpark figure out in the amounts, I think around Aspire was close to, because of the launch that we started, Aspire was close to 90 crores. Alishan was around 43 crores. Advika in this quarter was around 9 crores. So ballpark, these are the figures for these three projects.
Okay, sure. And what about the 9 months if you have the data? I mean, 9 months of people that are for the same.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that and we'll share it project-wise also separately offline.
Okay, sure. And so coming to this Aspire project, can you share some more data, like how is the sales moment going over the, how is the demand shaping up? And is there any new phase expected to launch in FY25 then?
Yeah, so Aspire project, we launched the fourth tower in the beginning, or in the month of April. And we've launched the fifth tower now in December, January. So I think the demand is very good in that location. It's very close to the upcoming international airport. It's just a 10 to 12 minute drive from the Atal Setu Bridge, which connects you to South Mumbai. So within 30 minutes from that location, you can reach Fort area. It's a fantastic connectivity that has come in place, and that is going to see a great influx of demand coming in for this project especially. We have also added, like I said, another 5 lakh square feet in this project only, which will be maybe another 2 more towers. So we had 8 towers. We'll be doing approximately now 10 towers, totally around 36 lakh square feet of development saleable area. It looks very positive. We have, you know, gone back to the drawing boards and are submitting the plans for the further five towers as well, and we should expect the commencement certificates in 3 to 4 months, and we'll be having another launch for this project in the coming financial year as well. So it looks quite positive. It's going to add a lot to the top line and the bottom line of the company's numbers, and as a location, it is I think the hottest location in entire Navi Mumbai today.
Okay, got it, sir. One question on the guidance per se. So looking at the sales velocity you're doing and the launch pipeline, is it possible to do like 1,300 plus pre-sales by FY25 or let's say 1,800 crores by FY27? Is it possible to such pre-sales number?
Yes. We are confident that this year we should be doing close to 1,000 crores and 25-30% CAGR on that in the forthcoming years. So markets are also supportive. The infrastructure is in place. Real dreams of infra projects which were imagined maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago are coming live to the city through the push of the Prime Minister and the entire government. And that is going to be a big game changer for Navi Mumbai and for us as well, wherein we have a very large market share. So company today also has more than 1 crore per square feet just in a radius of 7 to 10 kilometers from the Navi Mumbai airport area. So that is going to add a lot going forward as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And that's from my side. And all the best.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sri Gandhi from Mangal Keshav Financial Services, LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning, sir. And congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question was on the basis of the World Villas. Like, when can we expect the commencement certificate for that? And from commencement certificate, and when can it be delivered? So that was one question. Second question was on the basis of like what kind of IRR we are expecting from the resort in Gymkhana that we are planning to build at Panvel.
Yeah, sure. I'll take your first question. So commencement certificate is expected in this quarter, Q4 before March. Post that, we'll be going and submitting our documents for the RERA registration. And the launch should be expected in April, mid of April or end of April onwards. So that, and even construction on site will be beginning in full swing along with this. So we are quite ready. Our architects and everyone is geared up for the same, and we've planned the entire construction cycle also for the next 2 years. We'll be launching around 75-80 villas in the first phase, which should be completed in a span of 15 months from the date of start of construction. In terms of the IRR expected from the Gymkhana and the hotel properties, that would be to the tune of 15% on the investment that we make, which is around 250 crore rupees that would be going as investments to make the 2 lakh square feet of Gymkhana and 221 key hotel.
One more question from my side. Like, we are normally operating at a margin of around 20-22%. So, going ahead also, we are expecting the same margins to consider the EBITDA margin I'm talking about. And what's your plan for the debt reduction going ahead?
EBITDA margin, we are confident it will increase going further to the range of 25-28% and even 30% after a couple of years. So EBITDA margin is going to increase. Debt reduction, since you know we are already in the phase of expanding the business of the company, and our core focus is to ensure that we get the best lands at the best costs before prices increase very drastically because of the several developments happening across the micro markets where we want to be in place. So our focus is that we will be adding on some more debt for the next 5 to 7 to 8, 9 months, and we'll be starting off those projects, and those projects will then, you know, yield good cash flows to repay the debt over the span of next 3 to 4 years. So debt is going to increase going further, but the business is going to increase even more. The size of the company is going to grow from where we were in 2021 to where we want to be in 2025, I think there's a big sea change in the portfolio of the company, which will also be very positive going forward to the growth of the company and its numbers and everything.
Yeah. Okay, sir. I'll get back in the queue further. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Few questions from my side. Firstly, I want to know what is the land parcel size that is available for us today in Kharghar, Taloja and Panvel, except for the World Villa project that we are going to start. Do we have any land parcel that is where any plan or commencement of business has not happened?
No, as of now, only Aryan Tanayaka Phase 7 is the land parcel which is where it is. The commencement certificate has not come in place. Mm-hmm. Other projects have already started off. Some phases of those projects would be going for commencement certificates, but whatever lands we have there, we have already started off with all the projects apart from Manaika 7.
Okay. Just to understand, I've been following the company for a few quarters now, and I understand that as a management, you have internal decision making as to purchase the land whenever you have a plan to start up a project, right? There is some vision in a year or two that you can start up the project. So, but the area we operate, that is primarily Navi Mumbai, now due to MTHL and Navi Mumbai Airport, has seen a spike in the prices when it comes to the land price. Okay, so going ahead, having the policy, unlike many other real estate players who have a land parcel lying with them for a few years, for us, acquiring the land parcel going ahead is going to become costly. Okay, so I am trying to understand in more like a 5 to 6 years down the line, how are we planning on to, maintain the kind of numbers we are maintaining now, or we will be the numbers that we are delivering in the next 2-3 years?
So see, this has been the speciality of the company, that the company identifies new geographies and enters into virgin markets, where there is no developments or no large developments have taken place, and we go there and make a market, and then everybody follows us. So even if you see, we've developed Taloja as a micro market from 2016 onwards, where nobody used to go there. Land prices used to be 4,000 rupees a meter, which has changed to 40,000 rupees a meter today. And obviously, company has done well over there. Today also, Aryan Anayaka Phase 7, I think we have acquired it at a very, very good cost. Even though market is maybe at 30, 35, 40,000 rupees a meter, we've got the same land at around 22,500 rupees a meter. So the speciality is that we buy directly from the sellers or the landowners, and don't buy it through any aggregators, and that reduces our cost of acquisition, and our ability to develop new micro markets and enter into virgin areas is always going to put us in a niche position going forward. And then obviously in very highly developed micro markets, we could go in for a JV model or do something like what we are doing in Vashi, society redevelopments, wherein, capital required for at the initial levels is not very high. And the goodwill of the company is already there in the market to capture good business and, beat the competition when it comes to any tenders or any sale of land. So the goodwill is always going to play a big role going forward down the line, even 5, 6, 10 years down the from today. And I think it will not be a big issue if since the project that we have taken now are going to yield us good cash flows, so we'll be having good cash flow coming into the company over the next 3, 4, 5 years, which will put us in an even more healthier position to acquire any sort of land that we want to do going forward. So as of now, the business in hand is good enough for the next 6 to 7 years. Obviously, we are keen on adding on to that also. Our business development team is on the hunt even today for any kind of good opportunities which are viable to the company in the long run.
Okay. Yeah, so exactly the idea behind me asking the question was entirely because we were the one of the early players, few players that entered the Navi Mumbai market, right, very early stages, and we have been developing the properties over the last few years when the price was quite tepid. So just to the idea behind me asking this is because when the point comes where the price hits the premium, it's just a point from my side, because if the price hits the premium and we are at a sweet spot at that point of time, wouldn't it be a much better idea to develop the business that way rather than identifying a new micro market where the price is tepid? I mean, we as a company who started, one of the few companies who have started out the construction and etc. part of the micro market at early stage, don't we deserve to get rewarded when the price hits the most premium part of it?
No, so that has not been the ideology of the company to buy lands and hold on to them for 5, 10 years and then develop. We are not a land banking company. We are more of a manufacturing company, which is playing on a very sustainable business model. And we don't want to keep lands in the kitty for a very long run, wherein we just buy for the sake of buying it today and wait for the opportunities to come going ahead. Some micro markets may perform well, some may not perform well. So it's a high risk to, put all eggs in one basket also at the same time. And land is available something slightly 4-5 kilometers from the developed market also. So it's not a very difficult task. Obviously, prices of land will be as per the present value on the day that you buy. But the business also has to be viable, and that is where we, put our heads into, and that's where we select our land parcels very carefully. Today also, company gets many offers, many deals, many opportunities across the entire zone of MMR from Thane till Raigarh district. So we are very, very selective in the business that we do. We have a fixed policy, a philosophy that we follow through. We obviously cater to the population matrix of a particular city. And I think the ideology and foundation is very strong, so it will not be a hurdle for us even going forward. Like you see, even in Vashi, we've got a project in a very highly developed micro market, where land is not available for anybody. Aryans has got an opportunity to work on 15,000 square meter of land area. So that's the goodwill has put us into this position, and that will keep on adding going ahead as well. So we're not scared that opportunities may not be there. We know how to develop new micro markets, and to take that kind of bets, there has to be that much capital available with the company also today to take very sizable and very high bets. So we have to be cautious on that as well. Don't want to go overboard with anything. And we have to ensure that the ongoing business does not suffer just for the sake of more acquisitions.
Thank you for the elaborate explanation. So just one more question. So would it be safe to say that to leverage our goodwill in MMR market, especially Navi Mumbai, We would be looking more into a JDA and a JV type structure going ahead over buying over own land.
No, so next 2-3 years, our idea is to majorly buy. So buying also we do wherever the prices, selling prices are around 5,000, 6,000 or 8,000 rupees maximum per square foot. Anything above that is always a JB, JDA model or area sharing or a society redevelopment. So if you see even Shield Pata, we'll be selling at around 6,000 per square foot. That's a JV. Aryan Alishan, an ongoing project selling around 8,500 is a JV project. Aryan Advika at Vashi is also a JV project. So very high high intensive capital projects which require very big investments, we prefer to do JV.
Hello.
We prefer to buy also because buying has its own beauty compared to JV JDAs as well.
Right, right. Sir, if I could add one more question. So just to understand the micro market of Shield Pata, so we already have three major builders, one from Navi Mumbai, one is Runwal and Lodha operating, and good part of the construction has been completed and handed over, and we have yet to started. So, I mean, pricing it at anywhere near 6,000 per square feet, doesn't it feel a bit premium on the side, or is there something that our housing society is offering something separate or unique that to over the other three builders? I mean, Runwal has been facing their own problems for last 1 year in the Shield Pata market.
No, so Runwal, Lodha's, their projects are, I think, 6 kilometers away from our location, 5 to 6 kilometers. So they are in the Dombivli area, and we are at the Shield Pata main junction area, just a 700-800 meters from the main junction of Shield Pata. So our target audience is going to be more who are living in Navi Mumbai areas like Koparkher, Neganchori, Airoli, etc., and Thane as well. So major of our audience is going to be people who are living on rent over here and, you know, working in the MIDC IT zone. So for them to travel till our project's location is still viable on a daily basis. It will take around 25 to 35 minutes on an average door to door. But for anybody to go to Runwal or Lodha, it is at least 60 minutes from the MIDC zone in this part of the city. So their offerings are different. Our offerings will be different. We'll be positioning our project very differently as well to, ensure that we are justifying the price that we want to sell at. And we'll be delivering a very unique and fantastic product, which is not being given by the other big boys also. So that is where we'll have our niche going into this micro market, and we are quite confident that we can sell at 6,000 rupees square foot.
Okay, okay. So just to understand, what would be our IRR that when it comes to a project that is on our own land versus something as unique as a World Villa project that you have been offering in Panvel? I mean, so just to understand, would something like a villa project have higher IRR?
As of now, we are expecting a better IRR on the villa projects and better margins also on EBITDA and PAT levels because the villa and the plotted development market is very unique even today for MMR. We've seen hardly maybe a handful of projects only coming up in this product type. Obviously, more people are now venturing into it. But I think there's still a big market for it, which can help us get a better pricing in the initial days. And obviously, it always depends on the design of the product. It is never just that you have to sell at this price. The location, design, developer, they all matter to the client. And the client looks at that and makes his decision on basis of that. So people are actually focusing on the product, the brand, the location also, rather than just buying on a particular price tag.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for the answers and detailed elaboration, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Gateman from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to know about, Q4 guidance on pre-sales. So what value do we expect to close FY24?
Pre-sales, we are targeting to close at 1,000 crores by Q4.
So we are expecting another 290 odd crores for Q4.
Yeah, 280 crores. We are targeting to have that.
Okay. And major of that will come from, sir, Aspire itself?
Yeah, so Aspire, obviously, Alishan Aspire will contribute very well to that. Some will come from Advita, and we are about to launch Aryant Adarsh also in this month. So that will also contribute to the numbers and values as well. And obviously, ongoing projects are there, and they are also contributing to the sales of the company.
Understood. So as for FY25 and FY26, what sort of pre-sales are we envisaging?
So 25, we are targeting around 1,300 crores. And FY26, we should be doing around 1,600, 1,700, in anywhere between that. So 25, we expect to be good and in terms of pre-sales and other numbers also for the company. And with the airport also being expected to open by end of FY25, pre-sales would definitely pick up in FY26.
Understood. Can you please provide some broad project-wise split for FY25 and 26? What would be the major contributors for this?
So major contribution in terms of values will come from Aryant Advika at Vashi, Aryant Aspire, the World Villas project, Aryant Avanti, then the Taloja projects of Aryant Adarsh and Aryant Anayaka 7, Aryant Aradhya. These are the six key projects which will contribute heavily to the value sales of the company.
Okay. So out of this, for FY25, is it fair to assume that Advika will contribute around 200 crores? And same for
FY25? Yeah. Advika should do 200 crores. For FY25, we should do that. The current stage is also going well. Construction is happening at a good speed. Every 15 days, we are doing one slab in each tower. And we are on the 9th or 10th floor right now. And, this is a micro market wherein the quality home buyers would like to see the advanced stage of construction with, the structures being complete. And then they make their decision to buy. So we'll also be getting a better pricing for this project. And sales velocity will also increase in the coming financial year.
Okay. And for Aspire, from the existing inventory and new launches, is 300 crores sort of a doable target there?
No, the total inventory after this launch may be around 350 units. So average is 60 lakhs per unit. That would be around 200 crores of value. So the stock is not there for 300 crores also.
Okay. So around 200 crores from Aspire then.
After the launch that we do, maybe around 200 crores would be left as the stock in inventory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for World Villas, do we expect 100-150 crores pre-sales in FY25?
I see. That would be forward-looking. Let the project start off. For projects which are already ongoing, I can give you a decent comment. But for projects that are about to start off, we also want to test the markets and see, maybe there could be surprises. But let's wait for it.
Understood. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Hemang Dagli from Monarch Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I have got two questions. One is on the debt. Hello. I'm audible, right? Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Our gross debt is 440 crore, and whereas our serviceable debt is 121 crore. Can you explain in some more detail the break? And plus, what is the debt equity ratio that as a principle we are going to follow going ahead?
Yeah. So. Gross debt is 440 and net debt after intercompany eliminations comes to 413 crores. And the 121 crores is the adjustable debt to ASL. So the debt that is there in the subsidiaries, ASL's liability is only 60% of that debt and the balance is of the other minority shareholders. So that's why that we've written it as adjusted net debt, 121 crores. Which is from the institutions which has to be served on a monthly basis. So this is the debt coming in from the Tata Capital, the ICICI Ventures and the STCI, three debts that are ongoing for the company. So that's how it is adjusted to 121 crores, which is the liability of Aryans Superstructures Limited, the holding main company of the group. Going forward, obviously, our business is expanding. We are increasing our portfolio size. So debt would be required to fund these acquisitions. So debt could increase to another, you can say, 100, 125 crores from where we are today. But repayments are also starting off for the ICICI Ventures, 45 crores, and even the Tata Capital has started off their escrow mechanism, so repayments will happen smoothly to that account as well. Already it was 95, it has come down to 92. So I think cash flows of the company through the ongoing operating business will help in repayments of the debt, and whatever debt we are taking on now is to grow the business, add on more business to the company and increase the size of the company. So that's the total use of the debt.
My second question is on the competitive landscape. This particular Panvel and Navi Mumbai area we have developed, and a lot of new developers have now started coming in, which is an acknowledgement that the area is developing, and bigger builders like Godrej, Hiranandani have been active, actively looking at this area in last 2 to 3 years. So could you give some more color on the competitive landscape, and how are our projects priced compared to their projects and things like that?
So everyone is in a different geography, so we can't just compare ourselves to Godrej or Hiranandani, although we are selling our Aryans Aspire project at a much better price than their projects, Vadwas and Godrej and Hiranandani also, because the location matters. But if you see the landscape, once you get off the MTHL link, that is the area which is going to see great development over the next decade, and it is not just going to be housing, but even commercial, retail, hospitality, industrial parks, you know, JNPT is doing their SEZ. So these other forms of real estate are also going to take up big shape and very big size with big groups like Reliance and Adani already starting off their ventures, and other groups will also follow. So it's going to become a very good sustainable city for the globe, and it will be recognized individually going ahead as well after the airport, and not be a satellite city. It is a satellite city, but it will not be recognized just as a satellite city. This area of Panvel is going to have a great boom because of all the infra and the other real estate projects coming in. Housing is going to be a key requirement for the people who are planning to come here. We expect at least 10 lakh jobs to be created over the next 7 years. That would yield a requirement of minimum 10 lakh houses in this area. And even there is a great pull coming in from retail investors who want to buy one or two apartments over the last 3-4 months in the geographies of Khargar, Panvel, Taloja, and in that area of Navi Mumbai, even Vashi for that sake. So retail investors are also getting pulled to this area because they've now realized that this infra project is finally coming up. So because of that, the conviction is high for everyone, and we are also very confident on that.
So if I look at that particular Panvel area and Navi Mumbai area, there would be very few handful of developers who have got a very reputed name and whose focus is only Navi Mumbai area, compared to a bigger builder who would have a focus across the Mumbai. Would I be right in that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Navi Mumbai developers, there's a very handful who are having sizable business in the MMR region. So we are one of them. And obviously there are other developers like the Godrejes and Irandanis who have spread across the entire city and across the country also. So their scale is different. But in our in this micro market, we are able to beat or beat their skill or you know, beat them in many competitive numbers. So we have a competitive advantage, and we'll continue to do that even going ahead. So that is going to be a key factor to our growth in the coming 3 to 4 years.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know what would be our revenue recognition, you know, going forward. Where do you think? I mean, what is the internal estimate as to for FY24 and FY25?
So we cannot just highlight any number that would be very forward-looking. But as a company, we are planning to grow at a 25% CAGR from the FY23 numbers across all verticals.
Okay. Just let me put it this way. For FY25, which project we are expecting to get OC for?
OC would be coming for Arihant Alishan, Arihant Aspire. So these are two big projects wherein we'll be developing, delivering substantial inventory. Arihant Anaika 5 at Taloja also would be getting completed in FY25. Arihant Aloki as well. Some OCs are expected in before March also for Arihant Anmol at Badlapur and Alishan 1 building out of the two. And so there's a good lineup of deliveries in this in the next 12 to 13 months. So projects are reaching that final completion stage, and that is good for the company, you know, which will help in the forthcoming phases also of those projects, especially Aspire.
Okay. I mean, is there any specific timeline of OC? Because I mean, most of this project will come the first part of H1 FY25, H2 FY25. How it is? What is the expected timeline? I mean?
So H1, you can expect Alishan to get completed. H2 will be Aspire and Anaika 5.
Okay. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to management from Arihant Superstructures Limited for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for taking time out to join on this call, and we always learn a lot with the discussions that we have over here, and we are keen to interact with you all separately also. If anybody has more questions, we can get connected. You can connect with our investor relations team or contact us directly also in the finance department, and we'll be happy to connect. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Arihant Superstructure Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.